Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it. Yeah. Tell me something good.
Bow, bow. What's up, OG?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on?
Out here in these single streets.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Out here trying to find out what's going on for the night.
I still can't answer that question.
It's always hard when you begin your Friday evening, but I do know that work is gone for the next 2 days.
Ooh, so. It's gone for the next 3 days for me.
Oh, you got Monday off too?
Yeah.
We just took it off, or did you earn an extra day of freedom from the plantation?
I took it thinking it was going to be a future something, but it's not.
Oh, you had already planned something with your peoples.
Kind of, but not really.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to still use it for myself.
Yeah, listen, why not? Take advantage. It's good to have a personal day.
That's still a questionable situation.
Well, at least you have a questionable situation.
I would rather be a sure thing than see. So.
I think it's better as long as the person's not batshit crazy like mine was.
Oh.
You know, like it's better because you know me and my vetting process, it starts to bother me after a while when you're like, how do these motherfuckers keep getting through?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be different if I wasn't aware, didn't ask the right questions, wasn't having these conversations. But afterwards, when 3 weeks later somebody turns into a whole crackhead, you're like, yo, where's this coming from? And then they're like, I'm full of trauma and I hid it from you. Now you find out. And you need
it's that rubber band energy. You know what I'm saying? The pullback was holding it back until she couldn't hold it nowhere.
Yeah, you could tell she couldn't hold it no more because it came out so crazy.
Yeah.
That shit came out so crazy. I was like, yo.
But you know, another thing too, when older people start making their birthdays bigger than what it needs to be, to me, that's like a red flag. Like, your maturity level's not where my capacity is.
So, but that wasn't. That wasn't even the thing. It's like she did the thing where, you know, where you can, well, they say it's the narcissistic trait of when somebody is envious of you and they start to hate you while in a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. It got to that point where it was like everything I said was an issue, or she's like, who do you think you are? And then it was like the birthday thing. When I went out of my way for her, she was like, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure he feels like he didn't do shit. But since he always thinks he's such a big dog, I'm like, you know what kind of person you have to be to do that intentionally? Where you're like, and that was my plan the whole time.
And to make someone feel lesser than that went out their way to do something nice for you.
And then to think that, I know what's going to happen. He's not going to talk to me for a little while, and then I'm just going to get him back.
Yeah.
Because she really hit me at the end of the next day, like, give me a call when you get off work. Like, it.
But this bitch is stupid. Women and men only do what worked with the other person.
Yeah. And that's why I let her know, like, I'm going to be one of the people where it's like, oh, this isn't 100% foolproof. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't try that every time. Because that's why I never wanted her to know why it ended, how I felt about it. I just disappeared. And now, in her mind, she's going to at least be like, or maybe she'd at least be like, damn, so that really doesn't work with everybody.
She's like, some niggas, like, what I want to do doesn't work with everybody, but she's still going to fuck up the next time with the next person because she's not completely sure of where she fucked up.
Yeah, so she'll just try it out again.
Yeah.
She'll be like, it probably was him. He probably just got cold feet and didn't want to date me anymore. So now I'm going to try to give her the next ticket. And then hopefully he'll tell me what's wrong. I actually saw the perfect video explaining to her what happened at the end of our shit this weekend when I was in Virginia. And I was like, I should send this shit to her. And my boy was like, don't bother. She won't understand. And I was like, you know what?
Right.
You're 100% right. Right. And that was a disappointment because
he's still thinking about me.
No. Exactly. Because she's going to be like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, I'm not a narcissist. I don't know anybody who does stuff like this to people. Right. And so he was like, she won't understand what that meant. So like, he don't even bother. I was like, fuck. He's like, yo, keep your streak of being the nigga who just walked off. Walked off into the night. And that was it. Like,
what's up, Renaissance? What's up, Slovenian? What's Skitty?
What up, what up? We're just in here freestyling about people who lie about dealing with their trauma, but that's not what tonight's talk is about.
Right. We just had to hop into the thing. It's Friday. We in here a little later than we usually are. We haven't been on here for a while. We've been recording on the tube and posting. You can still find the recordings on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music, or Good Pods. You can find us on Twitter at The Real RR Show. I tweet on there from time to time. This is The Real Relationship Rapport, where we talk about things that could be better for the better. Okay. The topic tonight is, can you have past partners as friends? Can your past ex be future friends with you? It's episode 16. What's up, black guy? And that's what I want to talk about tonight. So get comfy, lock in, give us your thoughts throughout the show. I don't have a lot, but I think what I have will jog some people's minds to share experiences. But for starters, I will say 60% of people are still friends with their ex or exes. Why? I think everybody's reason is kind of different. I think there are still some people who just want to have somebody in their back pocket just in case they get tired of dating out here and they want to fall back on something familiar. I think some people just maybe knew, like, this is not my person, but I like being around them and I feel comfortable here, but this is not where my landing is. And so if you allow people to use you for their comfort, they will. And I think a lot of exes hang or stay in a reachable circumference of their exes because maybe they don't have a date this weekend. They call them up. You ain't got shit to do. You never got shit to do. Come. Or their family knows them already. They're not gonna really dig too deep in their business. Just come over. My mom asked about you. Or we going to be at the spot. You know where the spot is. You could come through if you want to. And sometimes people are dating other people and they do not let the person that they're dating know, like, oh yeah, we used to be together for like 12 years, but we broke it off. Or we used to talk in high school and college. It didn't work out. We broke it off. You ain't got nothing to worry about. They'll let you be in the same room, at the same party, at the same get-together, at the same wedding sometimes, not knowing that the person you were sitting across at the table, yeah, we fucked for like 6 years. But we're not together, though. So you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's really, sometimes when you're in the circumference of some body that your person used to deal with, their mannerisms or the things that they say mean something different once they know the background. And I feel like it is very disrespectful to put someone that you're currently with in a room, a space, or a situation not knowing the background dynamics of you and this other person.
Very disrespectful.
And sometimes people that you're with, they're not bothered by it, but it's just out of respect. Let me not let you go into this room with a blind eye, or let me not let you step into my mom's house when I know it's a possibility that this girl might show up. I didn't invite her, but this is my mom's house. I can't tell my mom that she can't come because my mom's going to do what she want to do, because some moms are like that. Some moms are just like, I liked your old ex. I'm going to invite her over anyway. I don't care who you're dating. They're going to come through. Some moms are like that.
You know what? Your mom toxic. And get that shit. Make her stop that shit. Stop letting your moms keep toxicity around you because they need a fucking friend. That shit crazy.
It is crazy.
First of all, they don't know how to use technology. Take her phone, erase the number, or block the number so she can't contact you no more. And tell them, like, honestly, you're disrespecting me by continuing to hang around this person. If that person either... Because what if that person did you fucked up, but your mom got along with them? No! We are not... You are hanging out with the fucking enemy. Stop that shit! And I don't want to see this bitch. And my new girl should not have to deal with this either. This is ridiculous. Y'all to move the fuck on. That's crazy.
Yeah. My
I hate parents that do that shit. That's ridiculous.
One of my cousins had an ex-girlfriend from college that they dated for years. And it didn't work out because my older cousin, he's a guy, he's a bum. He's like one of those young, like, the only boy that my aunt had. She did everything for him. She sent him to the best schools, but he had no, like, inner initiative to do for himself, be better, be a man, step up. Like, that wasn't in him. He was very like, oh, I want to DJ. And then it was like, oh, I want to do music. And then it was like, oh, I want to do film. But never being 10 toes down in anything. Right? And he would always gravitate towards women who were okay with him not doing his best. Even though his mom had it in her eyes, like, I want you to be with this girl. She's beautiful. She's chill. She's smart. She's, motivated to do X, Y, and Z. She had a vision of who she wanted her son to be with. He was on some, where are the thick bitches with the big titties and the big ass? And like to do porn on the side. That's the bitches I want to talk to, right? I want him to talk to the petite, yellow tone girl with the long natural hair who's very polite, but if she has a side, she knows not to bring it in the room of grown folk, right? He wasn't into that. Tell me why it was Christmas time, and she paid for his ex-girlfriend from college round trip ticket to come to her house in Atlanta while he was with his third girlfriend, baby moms. He had no place to live. They were sleeping on the floor of her walk-in closet. And she gave his ex-girlfriend the guest bedroom upstairs to stay at. While his pregnant girlfriend was in her room in the closet, chilling out.
Yeah, that's cool. When you live life like like you're ridiculous, the ridiculous thing should happen to you. Like there's no boundaries being set by either of them. So I actually don't see anything wrong with that situation. That's exactly what he deserves. Cause you know what? You're letting your mama do whatever and you out here doing whatever. So now both of y'all have a fucked up situation to deal with. And that just is what it is.
Right.
I don't see nothing wrong with that situation. It sounds ridiculous. Yeah. But when you living like that, one, you have a plethora of women who want to take care of you. So I'm sure it wasn't hard for him to find numerous women who were like, let me fix you up.
Right. You know? And I really feel like his mom was so vindictive that she was like, I'm going to show this pregnant girl that he's with that she's not good enough by inviting his old ex-girlfriend from college who I deem better. And to me, I'm just like, why would she even come? You know what I'm saying? Why would you even put
You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, ShambiPotten.com. Now back to the show.
Put yourself in that situation, and it was just fucked up on both sides, like you said. And I just remember him going out somewhere with her while his girlfriend stayed at the house because he had no car at the time. And they were, like, sitting in the car in the driveway for hours, just talking and shit. And I was just like, I'm in the midst of, like, my last year of college. I was living there. It was my last year of college. I had an internship, and I had two jobs. I was working at Rockaway at the time, and I was working at Urban Outfitters, and I was in college full-time. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Why would she invite her here? And I was like, you know what? Let me just mind my business. But to me, if you have moved on and there is an ex from years ago that still has feelings, because I'm sure she still had feelings. That's why she popped up. I used to think it is okay for you to have exes who are just friends because you don't care to be romantic with them anymore. You don't care to share those emotions with them anymore. But for me, I had to mature and know that if it was on the flip side, and if I could prompt, push up on, or give them an opportunity to do more or be more, and they would be on some yes shit, then absolutely, this is a fucking no. And that's the thing. If they are green lighting you trying again or being in a relationship again or even looking at marriage because they like you that much or they still care for you or there's still love there, then y'all cannot be friends because they will always be looking for that opportunity and that loophole to hop on it. And for me, I would say the only way I would be able to be friends with an ex is if he was like 110% full-blown gay. I'm talking like pipe in any hole. That's the only way. And I'm just like, okay, I feel safe here. I have nothing to worry about because clearly there's no backtracking on this. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. But I'm going to play these messages that we have.
What's up, Shan?
What's up?
And Dungeon, I wanted to say his name second. Well, first, happy born day to you. And congratulations on your new whip. Hey, man, let me hold something, man. You making that money. I'm trying to get that A-Rab money like you. Let me hold a little something.
I appreciate it, good brother. I appreciate it.
Can past exes be future friends? Depends on what friends they have and their jealousy level. Is it the type of, who is this? Is it one of these attitude girls that think, who do you think you're talking to? Or seem to think that they're the queen of everything and no one can speak to them anyhow? If not, no. Because brother ain't got that time.
I respect it. No drama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you in close proximity with your ex, nah, you can't be friends. But, I mean, you're not enemies, neither. That's what I always say. You got to move away. If you have skeletons in a certain city, you need to move away. Just start off fresh. And even if you meet your new person in the same city as your graveyard, then you both move away. I mean, he probably has a past too. Y'all both should move away, start off fresh. It's only so many times you run into each other at the gas station and you just head nodding all the time. I mean,
right?
That's not a good look, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I feel sorry for people who are exes in a small town because you're not going anywhere.
I haven't run into any of my exes after the breakup, which I'm cool with, but I like never. And I mean, we live together. and we moved out, got our own places, still in the same state. I know they're still in the vicinity. We never run into each other.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a habit of being able to think about a person and it's like they appear or that same week they call randomly. I'm just like, no. So like between like I want to say between college and up to like, I want to say 4 years ago, I used to change my phone number all the time. So the only way you would ever be able to be in contact with me verbally is if I reached out and I texted or I called you. But it's rare for people to be still in contact with me from those years because I have changed my phone number so much. Because sometimes, because people can't create their own boundaries, sometimes you have to create it for them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Anyhow, Black Jesus out.
I like it. I like this blonde.
I'm just so happy everybody is being very pathetic about society these days. Can past ex be future friends? Damn. Never ever have any problems with the white girls, as I always say. You blackies these days is so fucking pathetic. Like, get yourself a white girl and just chill out. I mean, that's the perfect life. White, this is the white girl's lover. Hit me up.
The white girl's lover, I'm dead.
Wow. A loyal fan.
Okay, so I'm gonna speak on if you want to be friends with a past partner. Okay, if you want to, I would say setting clear boundaries is a must. For a woman, that man has to become downgraded to like your brother in passing. Like if y'all out and he see a pretty woman or whatever, be like, encourage him to go talk to her or introduce her to him. Like I used to have this thing where whenever I would feel like my exes felt like there was still a chance, I would market them on social media. I would say, are there any women out here looking for a man that's 6'3", chocolate skin, works, has great retirement, very independent, a great dad, and has a wang with a curve? If so, I have somebody DM me. Just so they know, I'm not interested. You ain't got shit to worry about here. I will help you find the women. You know what I'm saying? When I have exhausted the possibilities of an us, you ain't never got to worry about me being jealous. You can run a train on 10 women in front of my face, and I will ask you if you got any snacks. Like, I disconnect. That means nothing to me. I'm not going to be bothered by it. But on the flip side, it is rare that a man who once cared about you, loved you, maybe saw their future with you, will be okay with a man even giving you a compliment in front of him.
Uh-huh.
That's men and women are not the same.
I don't... And for me, honestly, I just don't understand the need to even do it. I'm only friends with one of my exes, and it's the situation that we kind of said from a distance. She lives in Florida at this point and is married, and I'm happy for her and her new situation with her man, her husband.
That's perfect.
You know what I mean? Like, but we cool. Like, we'll speak from time to time. She'll DM me or I'll DM her, whatever, and we'll like each other's stuff, but she's perfectly good in her situation, you know, and I'm good with mine, but like, well, whenever I have one. But like, you know, other than that, there's no need for any of the exes that I live with up here or had situation with for us to be friends. And not because we're mortal enemies or I wish them the worst. It's just unnecessary. There's no reason for us to be hanging out and all that because, one, I already know how I am and I'm going to end up fucking again. And you don't need that when you're trying to pursue or in a relationship with a new man. You know what I mean? Because you always going to be happy with this dick that you had for 4 years. You know what I mean? That had you squirting for certain. You know what I mean? So, one thing that I can always convince you to get back into is that. You know what I mean? But because I believe in karma, very much so, I wouldn't do that either because I'm not about to, you know, try and fuck up their situation. So, we just stay away from each other. There's no need to be around each other. No need to be friends. I wish you the best. You move on with your life, I move on with mine. That's it. You know what I mean?
Smart man. I wish, like, my exes would get married or move on or find the woman that wants to deal with their shit. But it's not happening. And I just remember, like, being excited every time somebody in college liked me and would not understand that they never had a chance. And when I would see them on Facebook go from engaged to married, oh my God, the incitement within me. Loved it. Anya, your wings is on the table. And I just feel like it has to be like something on both sides that y'all just don't want. Like, he doesn't want me anymore. I don't want him anymore. There's nothing to worry about. There's no chance in hell, not even if he was our drunkest.
Uh-huh.
But that's rare to have on both sides because usually it's either the woman is lying to herself or the man is lying to himself.
And especially if the sex was good, and that might have been the one shining part of your relationship, then that's going to be the one thing you both know to go back to. What if that was the only thing that made the relationship decent when everything was bad? You know what I mean? We argue. As long as we fuck that there, I started arguing so we could fuck. Because that was the only thing we were both good at. Why would you hang out with each other when you're pursuing new relationships knowing that shit going to happen again? Then you're going to get no argument afterwards and be like, this is why I can't stand your stupid ass. You know what I mean?
I used to have an ex where, like, the pro thing that kept us together was the sex part. And then once the sex part crashed, sir, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? So for me, it has been like a no. For them, it's just like, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? How dare you not want to? Or them just feeling like, hey, like, you know, when they text you a certain time of the day or they ask you what you're doing later, they don't really give a fuck what you got up later. They want to know if you're making time for them. And I would get so irritated by those texts because I know what they were alluding to. And in my mind, I know everything that you're going to do and I don't want to do it. So after getting rejected so many times, that's when they caught on. But in my head, I'm just like, there's no nice way for me to tell you I don't want to anymore because it's not doing shit for me. Because in his mind, it's doing everything for him. He has nothing that's expected of him. There's no goals there. We don't want anything more from each other. So for him, it's just like, oh, this is a good thing. for him because he's getting what he needs from it. I'm not getting shit from it. Honestly, I would rather you leave money on the table when you do come. Because for me, the session is no pro. So when it gets like that, it's kind of like, no, we can never be friends because he will always feel a way that I was good not fucking up. There's no way we could ever be friends unless he was just like, ew, bitch, I don't want you like that. I was just calling to see if you were good. And then just hang up. And it's rare that a man is like that about a woman he cared about. Especially if y'all relationship was like years long, decades long. And in order to be friends with an ex, you can't be reminiscing on shit. You can't be reminiscing on good times y'all had because that's going to flop into somebody's head in somebody's lap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't be going to y'all favorite old restaurant. And I think this too, like, if you're not 3+ years broken up and separated, y'all can't be friends. Because I don't feel like that's enough time in between y'all being in a relationship to go down to friends. It's still going to be relationship feelings there. You can't have like no closed communication. It has to be really open communication if the person that they're dating is okay with it. You cannot be that person's emergency person. Don't call me if you're on the side of the road because it looks like I'm your priority person and the feelings are still there. Like when you're in trouble and you call me first, I can't be with no man and you call me first.
Doesn't it sound like it's just a lot more trouble than it is?
Yeah.
That's why I said this is unnecessary shit. That's why I never understood why people need to do it. I'm like, yo, once we not together no more. First of all, I rarely have friends of the opposite sex, period. Yeah. I could count on half a hand how many female acquaintances I have that I get along with where I'll go and see them. And one, I let my dumbass ex meet. But me and her been friends since we were working at a job together a few years back. But, you know, she's successful and has her own ice cream store in Union, New Jersey. So she kept saying, oh, come through. And she's like, bring your girl. So I went and brought her. And long story short, they found out they lived on the same fucking block, which is crazy. So now I got some other explaining to do next time I see her. But that's it. Like, I have that one female friend. All my acquaintances are niggas. And I say niggas because I don't have any white friends at all. Except, I don't count the ones at work because, you know.
Yeah.
They're just work acquaintances. You know. But
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to. What? Have I? No, I've never been in the midst of an ex and a current in the same room. Never.
As he shouldn't be.
Now. Has a situation come up where an ex was at my house and I wasn't there, but my family was, and the current one came to the house to drop some shit off? Yes. Was he pissed? Yes. Did he call me and was like, why is such and such at your house? And I was like, my family's in town. So they spoke and told him to come by. That's why. I'm not there. I didn't tell him to come by. So he was like pissed off because of that, but that really had nothing to do with me. You cannot be calling your ex every day or going out to eat or going out for drinks while y'all dating other people. It looks stupid. It looks weird.
Please tell me why you West Indians love the toxicity and the most toxic parts of a relationship. Tell me. You know why? Because the ex that I'm actually still friends with, she tried that with me. She was like, hey, she's like, you know, and this is after like a year or so after you broke. She's like, you should come to our 4th of July cookout. She's like, I'm dating somebody, but my family wants to see you. And I'm like, nah, we good.
I would never do that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm like, we don't, like, and I would tell her straight up, I'm like, if I see you, I'm going to fuck you. And then she wouldn't even decline. Like, it was kind of like, she was like, I hope you do. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. It wasn't playing it. It was telling them what I was going to do. And also the reason why I said I'm not going to do it.
Her playing games by being there with someone that she's dating and knowing, like, that's a mutual feeling.
Yeah.
Like, there's no ex of mine that will text me and be like, I'm coming to come do such and such. I'd be like, no, the hell you not. You better grab that lotion.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's a no for me. I definitely would push them to date other people if they single, just so I can feel like I'm in the clear and there's nothing to worry about. If there was any like emotional ties there and emotional pain before y'all broke up, y'all can't be friends. Y'all can't be friends because that's going to come up. It probably come up when y'all smoking. It probably come up when y'all drinking. It probably come up when after y'all ate at a get together and now y'all want to talk about shit that was unresolved. It's a no for me.
Yeah, I'm not doing none of that.
And if y'all both single and y'all trying to be friends, y'all are lying to each other because chances are one of y'all are waiting out the other person or both of y'all waiting out each other. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you dating? No, why aren't you dating? Well, I don't want to deal with nobody bullshit because I did that before. Hint, hint. Oh, yeah, I dealt with somebody. Y'all stalling.
Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all stalling out for each other. And this shit is childish and immature as fuck. To any new person you with, you're just going to be looked at as being weird and disrespectful.
And can I also say this to the new person? If somebody tries it with you, stop dealing with them.
Yes.
Because all it is a sign of things to come for your relationship.
Yes.
If they openly disrespect you like that, just on some random shit, you know what the rest of the relationship gonna look like.
Right.
So do like I did. Just walk away. walk away into the sunset. Don't even explain yourself anymore. This ain't like when you ghost somebody from dating. If you're in a relationship and somebody does something utterly disrespectful to you, I feel like it is best to walk away and not even have the conversation of why I need to fix it. Because at the big age that I'm at and the people I deal with, if you can't understand the benefits of even dating a nigga like me, that where you can think you can say some crazy shit over and over and I'm just going to stick around and try and talk things through with you, nah, I'm better off just walking away. Because you know what you're interrupting? My peace. And I will never let anybody do that again. So if you interrupt my peace, I will just walk away and close the door gently behind. Let you know that there's no hard feelings. Or you don't know what kind of feelings there are because you're never going to hear from me again. And you're just going to have to go do this with somebody else and act a fool with them or try and trauma bond with them or try and ruin their life because I'm not with it. I'm so fatigued on even having the conversations with people who just have not done any work on themselves that at this point I'm like, I'm not even going to sit here and explain stuff no more. I'm just going to walk away. If it's something, and I'm talking about something of, there's a point of no return for me. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that this dumb bitch, the last one, did something in 4 months that my ex took 4 years to do, blew my fucking mind. It also lets me know how many shitty people there really are out here.
Yes.
You did something 100 times faster than the previous person I dealt with, and you were comfortable with doing it. Because this is what you're used to in your previous situations. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, but believable.
Man, it sounds all the stuff. All the shit I was taking that bitch and spending money I was spending on her for her birthday. You also noticed that them posts disappeared, right? Those posts went right down. I was like, ladies, I'm back here on the market. But you see what I do for a bitch if I love her.
Right.
You know what I mean? But some of y'all ain't being happy.
Yeah, I will say I used to be like, not the drama toxic ex, but the nice, cordial ex. Like, I'll give you a year and a half after we broken up and your birthday coming up, I hit you at 12 a.m. or 12:01 a.m. say happy birthday. Now, that is louder than what it is. It's more so just a reminder. Yeah, I still remembered and I can still access you. Secondly, is if your bitch is ever going to say anything to you today about your birthday, I bet she ain't hit you at 12 o'clock or 12:01 a.m.
And you probably going with Sula.
And that was like my little pissing test. Letting my exes know if I could, I would. If I wanted to, I could. Because in reality, my number shouldn't even be able to come through on your phone again. In reality, you should have been moved on and not even acknowledge me saying this if you're really done. And I'm just like, I gotta stop doing that. Me calling their moms to just check in on their moms and just chop it up. Sometimes it has nothing to do with them while I'm calling. I'm really calling to see what she got going on. I had to say to myself, Shan, what's the point of you doing this? I don't want to stay in this woman's mind as a possibility whenever her son is down or needs like a pick me up or she thinks there's a chance because his ex-girl contacts me still. And I don't want her to feel like that if I know for sure there's no chance in hell that I would ever repeat that. And so I had to tell myself to stop hitting them up on their birthday. Stop hitting them up on New Year's. Stop hitting them up when I saw something that reminded me of them. Stop sending them shit that I think is funny, because men who are in their emotions, who are in their feelings, who reminisce a lot in their minds, and if they're lonely, they're going to see that as a window of opportunity.
Every time you hit us up after the breakup, all we do is replay our hottest sex moments with you in our head. That's all we do. We don't think about the good times or the bad times. We think about, oh man, man, we was fucking hard at that place. Oh yeah, we made up this time. That's why it's toxic for y'all to hit these niggas up. That's what men do. I don't know what y'all women do. Y'all probably think about the emotional shit. But yeah, the men go right to, oh, that pussy was sweet and wet. Oh, man, we used to ride this dick. Oh, like, that's why I say when women do it, especially playing the games, or from the West Indian perspective, and what you were doing, which is, oh, I'm checking on the mom and all that. I feel like a lot of that is just the West Indian nonsense. Y'all, you Jamaicans and you Haitians, y'all just love toxicity in a relationship. You train it. You know, the husband gets to cheat, the man gets to cheat, and the woman just to deal with it. And don't interrupt when he's cheating. Make him some Cocoa Puffs and whatever.
Now that is not within me. That is not within me. I do not turn a blind eye to shit.
What is it, y'all being cocoa jollof rice or whatever? No, that's Africans. But you know, you get the gist.
Rice and peas.
Yeah, you get the gist.
I'm not turning no blind eye to no bullshit like that. But yeah, I had to stop being in touch with their moms. I had to stop checking in. I had to stop reminding them, like, oh, such and such birthday is coming up. Make sure you do this. Like, I had to disattach. And if you don't disattach, it always looks like an opportunity. And going to family events is a no-no. While they're dating is a no-no. You have to have degrees of separations, like we were saying earlier. Because 19% of old lovers get back together. But at least 28% of old lovers break up again. So, if you broke up, there's a higher chance that whatever you're doing to make someone feel irritated or have that PTSD of why y'all broke up the first time, if y'all don't figure out what that reason was and if it can be fixed, y'all are not going to make it through another go-around in that relationship.
You only got back because of the sex.
That's crazy.
It's also the facts. Yeah, I like this.
I don't know. Like, there's no ex of mine that I'm just like, you know what? That stroking is worth it. None.
Not until you need it. And then you're like, you know what?
This even when I need it, and I need it. Okay, it's been since February for me.
Not for you, because the sex I had with the last was phenomenal. And I was like, my pride won't let me allow her to apologize and get back on this dick again.
It's a no for me. Like, I can't do it.
Because no matter how good the sex is, the disrespect is just unacceptable. I don't care how good the sex is, the disrespect is unacceptable. And you have to let some people know that. Be like, yo, you need to understand this for me. My boundary is disrespect. And it'll never be acceptable for me. But the good part is, you also no longer have access to me.
Well, this is another thing, too, for me. If mentally I don't respect you, mentally you piss me the fuck off, I'm not gonna nut.
Uh-huh.
So there is no point in me even wasting my time.
Uh-huh.
Because it ain't gonna be nothing but charity work from me to you. I'm not gonna get shit out of it.
Nope.
Nothing. So, yeah, I say don't play with it if you can't handle it. If that person is not coming out of the closet and 110% for the other team, leave that shit alone. If that person is not dying from cancer, leave that shit alone.
On their way out the door, huh?
Leave that shit alone. You have to understand that there is a boundary, there is a great wall of China in between you and that person and their mind and their feelings and their privates. Okay? I don't know. Like, I don't hit any of them up. Especially because it doesn't take too long for them to remind you why y'all broke up in the first place. It doesn't take them too long.
You'll remember instantly as soon as the dopamine from the sex fades off. But, oh, yeah, this is why I couldn't stand your ass.
Gotta be that. For me, it could be like, If you call me up out of the blue, we were having a cool conversation about sneakers or a show or whatever is going on in the news right now, and you do something stupid like, let me call you back. In the midst of a good conversation and you don't call me back, oh, nigga, you're blocked for like 4 months. Like, I am really, once you remind me of anything triggering that I don't like, and we broke up, and then you remind me of the thing that pissed me off about you that still hasn't fixed itself, no. And this is another thing that I hate, too. If you're talking, and you know how you're talking to a person, and they might be walking around their house, or walking into like a store or something and their phone goes in and out and you can't hear them.
Uh-huh.
And you say to them, "What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said. Your phone was going in and out." And they'd be like, "Oh, never mind. It wasn't important." Bitch. Because I'm literally telling you your phone was going in and out. Why can't you just repeat what you just said so I can continue this conversation with you? What is so hard about that?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's little shit like that that pisses me off, that reminds me, you know what? Yeah, I'm good on that.
Uh-huh.
I'm good on that. It doesn't even have to be anything sexual. I remember one of my exes, when I lived in Atlanta, he moved to like a northern part of Georgia, but his family still lived in Atlanta, so he would drive down some weekends. And if he was out and about with his family, he would be like, you know, after I leave here, I'm going to come by. I'm just like, okay, whatever. And he would come by late. But I'm not stopping anything that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? My mom would be at my house. You know, Anya would be there. I'm there. And we just like chilling or asleep. If you come in, sir, you can lie on that side. Anya would be in the middle, and I would be on this side.
Uh-huh.
This ain't what you thought it was going to be. I don't care about you sleeping here so you can drive back to wherever in Georgia you need to drive to. That's far. I'm cool with that. Uh-huh. But we're not having anything romantic happening here because you stopped by. And that's how blatant I would be. Whenever they'll come in town and be like, you want to go out to eat? Cool. I said, that's cool. I'm taking Anya with me. Anya used to be like my safety net of, nigga, just so you know, we're not fucking.
Ain't nothing going down. The baby's with me, so we good. The baby's with me.
And we will go out and eat good, okay? We will go out and eat good.
And I just want to expose to the group about what you women are out here doing. So, I've learned from having a muscular Persian acquaintance that I used to work with around labor that you hoes just be fucking niggas all the time on the first date. You hoes be out here fucking these niggas the yo, and I know he's not mine because he showed me the proof of the conversation. Y'all be letting these niggas get raw first night as long as they work out and they got a good body. It's almost like you niggas never dated niggas that went to the gym. He ain't the only muscular nigga I know in my life. Like, I know plenty of dudes that be in the gym and work out. I know niggas from jail that work out. Y'all act like this nigga, maybe because he's Persian, I don't know. Oh, you know who I'm talking about. Like,
I know who you're talking about. But this is the thing, too. I think there's a lot of women out here who feel like they'll never get a chance to be with somebody that may look like him. Or they feel like, oh, I got to make sure this experience is good so I could tell my friends about it. Or this might be the story I get to tell, like, my granddaughter one day type shit.
Unprotected sex with a Persian nigga the first 5 minutes I met him.
And then a lot of women, which is so stupid to me, they think based upon how a man looks, based upon a man how a man carries himself, he wouldn't be dealing with no dirty bitches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the whole thing is like, there's not even resistance.
Yeah.
It's not even resistance. It'd be like, hey, here, give me your phone number. Yo, come open this butthole. You're like, what the fuck? Like, what the I see you work out. Come suck this pussy and now don't get twisted. The funny part is, in between some of those is still a bitch that's gold digging like a motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Well, you even tell him, hey, you want to continue talking to me? You need to put some on my Cash App. And he'll be like, yeah, look at me. I don't think so. Like, yeah, I ain't put shit in. Matter of fact, you put the shit on my Cash App. Like, fuck you talking about? I'm like, it's funny as hell to see him react when a bitch says some shit like that to him. He was like, you want to keep talking? Put something on my Cash App. He was like, you seem to be concerned with the wrong thing, my friend. I can see you. I'm like, exactly. That's exactly what you need to say to some of these old, like, you should not be asking nothing about no Cash App. You wild.
Mm-mm-mm.
You wild.
That's crazy. But I believe it, though. A lot of these women are daring and bold and full of audacity, just like some men.
I had a random chick hit me up today on a random text who I never even met, who was like, we used to talk from this website back in the day that we were on. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, you have $15? I need to feed my kid. I was like,
God.
I was like, yo, you bitches $15? Have no shame. Shame.
You gonna do it
now, and you know, I don't talk to no younger women. This was a 30-plus woman. And I was like, first of all, I was like, send me pictures, see what this is. Then I looked, I was like, I don't think we ever met. She's like, we didn't. We just talked for a minute. And then I started BSing. And I was like, and you thought that, after telling me that, especially today, I was going to give you money to feed your starving children. And she was like,
$15.
Yeah, first of all, what are you doing with $15? What are you doing with $15? Yo, the amount of money poor people ask for is ridiculous. Yo, you got $7.36? Give me $7.36, and then I'll pay back tomorrow. I'm like, $7.36 for what? Yo, I need to feed my cat. I'm like, so you want the exact amount of money for one can of food, you fucking moron? I don't like, yo, I'm telling you, these poor people need to be banned from all aspects of life. And I'm not talking about the streets of New York. I'm talking about these poor people who actually have places to stay and don't know how to act, because they get on my last goddamn nerve.
That's crazy. I am 38 years old, Dungeon. The only men that I have ever asked for money from would be the two men of my children,
uh-huh,
and my brothers and my deceased uncle.
Uh-huh.
I have never opened my mouth to ask a man that I am dating or like a little bit or currently with for money. I don't ask men that I am with for money, because to me, as a woman coming from my family, if there's a male around and he's coming in to meet you or see you and hasn't seen you in a while, they greet you and they either have food with them or money with them, and they give it to you. Not because you act, not because they feel like, oh, you look terrible, you need this. It's just on pivot. Or they are leaving and they're going to leave you with something. If you see me and you know what my day-to-day is and you know what my week-to-week is and you don't feel like you want to offer anything or ease up anything, that's on you. I'm not looking down on you because you don't, but it also separates to me, like, the boys from the men. If you know, like, the woman that you're talking to is hardworking, she handles her business, she doesn't ask you for shit, you want to treat her, you don't get to treat her as much, and you don't offer shit. Do you know how many men offer her shit? And because she knows how a man thinks, she refuses?
Yep.
So it's like women who just come out the side of their neck and tell men, oh, if you want to talk to me, you got to give me $50. You got to give me $20 to acknowledge you. And the men who have no self-respect, no self-confidence, they pay it. They send that Cash App. And I say that because I have friends that show me the screenshots. Okay? I have friends who are in full-blown relationships with their man, have all of their credit cards, have all of the access to accounts and money, and because they feel like spending another nigga's money, it's the easy grab.
And their men are okay with them doing it, or they just don't know they're doing
it? Their men don't know. But at the same time, the men that they're choosing and the men who are choosing them, they kind of deserve each other, because you're going based on what something looks like or what something seems.
Yeah. No respectable man's allowing that shit to happen, so I get it.
For me, it's kind of like, and I get told this by men also, like, girl, if I was you, I would always have money. Look at you. Just let these men feel like they could possibly have a chance. Just lead them on. If they want to talk to you, tell them to do X, Y, and Z. But on the flip end, you have men who complain about women who do that. And me personally, I'm not going to be out in nobody's world giving any man the illusion that he had a chance to sniff anything on me. Okay, I recorded a show today and I said, sometimes I get so irritated as a woman that I can't tell anybody in, like, disgust to suck my dick. I would love to tell somebody to do that and then be so, like, repulsed by it. But if I tell anybody to suck my tit, they're going to enjoy that. They'll ask me when. If I tell anybody to suck any other of my holes, they're going to enjoy that. And they'll probably tell me, you tell me when and where, and I'm there. You know? there's nothing that a woman can say to an individual to make them feel lesser than because they said something disrespectful.
Well, New York women. They pretty good. Well,
I'm not ever going to tell a man that, you know, tell any a man anything that sexual that about his character, and I don't know you. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say that you gay because you did something disrespectful. I'm not going to do it. Uh-huh. But at the same time, there's less than can get away with when disrespectful shit is being said. And I know, like, I just feel like using my body is a cop-out compared to using my brain. But there are some women that's just like, fuck this brain shit, I'm gonna use this body shit. And that's why there's so many women who are just like, fuck being a genuine woman with integrity, I'm gonna just go get my body done. You know what I'm saying? And what's happening right now is a lot of people are seeing that it's not worth it. And a lot of are getting tired of seeing the 1,001 bitch with her body done. You're going to have to come with something different. And so I say no to being future friends with an ex. I think you can wish them the best from afar, quietly, in silence, in your mind, and just move the hell on. If y'all see each other at a gas station, cool. If y'all see each other's parents, cool. But I don't want to give nobody the idea that it's a possibility we could get back together because you're not doing shit and I ain't doing shit.
Reborn.
Right.
Girl, the F up, people.
So it's a no for me, but yeah, that was the topic tonight. I was like, let me get this off because I know what season is coming up. Is that on the couch curled up season? I want somebody to come over, but I don't want no stranger at my house. Let me call somebody that I know of. And that's when you run yourself into some problems. And I don't want nobody running themselves into some problems. What's up, Frenchie Bell? Let me see.
I kind of have like a different analogy and approach to, you know, exes. Like, I think that when you're in like a really long relationship, it kind of depends. It's kind of like leaving a job. Like, leaving a boyfriend is like leaving a job. If you leave on good terms, I think you can be friends. But if it ended badly, then you can never go back to it or ever ask for a reference.
Interesting. Interesting. Billy Bob left.
How y'all doing? Hey, Frenchie, go start a room. Let's play Buzzer Buddies.
What is that? A game on here?
Maybe y'all want to play Buzzer Buddies. Y'all want to play Buzzer Buddies?
I don't even know what that is. We about to end this show, though. This is The Real Relationship Rapport. My name is Shan. That is Dungeon. We will be back in about 2 weeks with another show. No, it'll be next week, I think, with another show. Not sure what the topic is yet. This was episode 16. It will be up on the podcast on Monday. I hope y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Anything else, Dungeon?
I got a controversial topic coming up for y'all.
Oh, Lord.
That y'all ain't gonna be able to handle because so many of y'all didn't see it from this perspective, and I can't wait to do it. It'll probably be a YouTuber. It'll probably be live. And that's going to be a panel situation, but I can't wait to expose what I'm going to say with this new topic that's coming out. Really? Oh, yeah. That's wrong.
All right. I'm with it. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for checking out The Real Relationship Rapport. Bye.
Catch y'all on the flip side.